Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
One Hit Wonders, Shocking Blue, went to number one on the US singles chart back on this day in 1970 with Venus. Bananarama took the song to number eight on the UK chart in 86. On this day in 1981, Kool & the Gang started a two-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Celebration, the group's first number one and eighth top 40 hit. A number seven hit in the UK. The guys have been singing together for almost 56 years.
We always remember what Mama said, stay together. And the four original members, we're still together.
And, you know, we respect each other and we accept each other for idiosyncrasies. So we know how much to push those buttons.
Yeah, so you have enough space. You know who you can do this to and who you can't do that to. Other.
On this day in 1981, John Lennon was at number one on the UK singles chart with Woman, an ode to his wife Yoko Ono. It was Lennon's third number one in 7 weeks after his death on December 8 back in 1980. Here's John Lennon.
The Woman song is to Yoko, but it's to all women. And that's what I'm trying to express on behalf of all the men to all the women.
And George Michael and Aretha Franklin hit the number one spot on the UK singles chart in 1987 with their song I Knew You Were Waiting For Me. It gave Aretha her first UK number one almost 20 years after her first hit. Here's George Michael.
I think that that video works simply because it's, you know, it's Aretha Franklin and the whole idea is so powerful.
And I think if I did that today, I couldn't do it any better.
Today, your music for Friday, the 7th of February, Mix 104.9.